It's about 7:15 on a Monday morning here on 2SER Breakfast. Mitch with you, joined in the studio by Andrew Kuduri, our music director here at 2SER, for a swag of brand new music. Andrew, what are we expecting this week?
This week, there is an eclectic swag. If we're going to use the word swag, I'm going to put eclectic in front of it.
Good.
Let's talk about the new album from Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. Now, they've been around for about 10 years, hailing from San Francisco, and Tao Nguyen, she's been pretty singular in her musical pursuits, but she's pretty much orbited around folk and art rock for more than a decade now. And she's just got this force about her music, which is, it just doesn't pull punches, but at the same time, it's really jubilant and joyful. So she's occupied this really interesting space in that world. But she's made this major shift for the new album, which is called A Man Alive. She's handed the production reins over to TuneYard's Meryl Garbus.
Oh, Meryl.
And the sound is very TuneYards indeed. That means it's full of Afrocentric, jerky, percussive funk and those rattling kind of electronic textures, hip-hop bounce, shiny pop melody. It's all there. And look, Nguyen, what she does with her records, she conceives her records with a particular theme in mind. Like, she works in a prison workshop as well, and she wrote a whole record around that. This time around, it's about her tricky relationship with her father. But yeah, look, that might be a bit deep, but this record is really happy and really funky. So yeah, you're getting the TuneYards vibe there if you're a fan. This is a good record for you. It's certainly not unwelcome. It's a really great turnaround from Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. The new album's called A Man Alive.
Yeah, really nice stuff kicking us off on a Monday morning. What's the next musical item up your sleeve, sir?
Well, I'm really happy to be talking about a real fave of mine over the last couple of years. A guy from Atlanta, a rapper called Rome Fortune. He's developed a really interesting presence that I think is unlike anybody else's in hip-hop.
Okay.
He's made some seriously well-received mixtapes, and they just have a sound like no other. Even though he's collaborated with producers like Fortet and Toro y Moi, he is seriously out on a limb all his own. His new album, which is his debut full-length, it's called Jerome Raheem Fortune. Now, you know when people put their full names as the title of their album, they're making a serious statement. And on this album, he's stuck with one single producer on all of these tracks, except for just one, a guy called Cubby. And he's got this really interesting sound where it's this kind of jazzy, bubbling synth sound that almost sound like it's been recorded underwater sometimes.
Okay.
And they sort of bob around with pop melody, and his vocal, it's really husky and it's got a bit of gusto, but it's really laid back as well. Look, the only thing to do is to listen to it. Rome Fortune.
Pillaging round the villages round my subconscious. I got a lot on my mind. Hike through the times, now I'm saying goodbye. Survive some landmines, be my guest to go try. I was blessed to be protected with the best of a mind. Not a genius, maybe, yeah, my awareness is fine, dawg. Dug myself a hole that I struggled to climb from. Climbed and then slipped into another one. Why, Lord? Look into my left and I saw a whole city.
Yeah, it's hip-hop, but not as you usually know it.
Yeah.
There are beats in there, but you can see there's kind of some other wobbly things going on, and he makes it work. I think this guy is a real singular guy in hip-hop, and I'd recommend anyone check him out. Rome Fortune, the album is called Jerome Raheem Fortune.
Some different aquatic vibes on that track as well. We're talking brand new music for the week here at 2SER 107.3 with Andrew Kuduri, our music director here at the station. And one last treasure to leave us on. What will we hear next?
Yeah, we're going to end up with some more vintage vibes from Virginia. A lady called Skylar Goodaz, who some people might know, because she took part in the Big Star tribute at the 2014 Sydney Festival. And she was kind of a star of the show, even though, you know, there was REM's Mike Mills, Cat Power, UMI's Tim Rogers involved, like all these big names taking part in this massive tribute to the awesome power pop band of the 70s and late 60s, Big Star. Yeah, she was just fantastic. And she's released, finally, her own debut album, which is called Oleander. It's a grand undertaking of that really classic, sophisticated 70s style piano-led pop. It's got a really nice orchestral reach about it. And it's got a really sweet country accent as well. It's a really adventurous record. It reminded me a lot of Laura Nyro's Beautiful Pop Fusions. She was an amazing, one of the most amazing songwriters from the 70s. Mm-hmm. And then it's also sort of spun with that real down-home purity and gorgeousness of Patsy Cline, one of the great singers. And I think Skylar Goodars has this exquisite voice just to top it all off. So I thought we'd leave you with a track from this album. It's actually the opening track of the album. It's Oleander from Skylar Goodars. It's called Kick Out the Chair.
For more info, check out the new music review. It's called Serving Up at 2SER.com. Mr. Guduri, thank you so much.
Have a great week.
See you later.
Kick out the chair. Tell ain't just been pictured hanging under this roof. My heroes have always been sad, smug at tragedies. Ain't no exception in you. Sleep until I hear you speak.